Early in our series, Being Young in Rural Alaska, from the producers of Kids These Days, we learned about efforts to reintroduce Indigenous languages through school programs. At the Lower Kuskokwim School District, they have a different challenge: figuring out the best way to teach reading and writing to kids who are already living in two languages. LKSD is the heart of Yupik Country. One quarter of the certified teachers are Yupik, the greatest percentage of Indigenous educators in any district in Alaska. The district is rolling out a new method for teaching its bilingual students called the Dual Language Model. KYUK's Sophie Ivan has more.
LKSD's mission statement says in part that their students will be bilingual and successful in both Yupik and American English languages and cultures. The Yupik language specialists there map out the curriculum in Yupik, mirroring the English teaching and evaluation materials. Veronica Winkelman, or Adan, is one of three full-time specialists.
So it's not the curriculum, it's the delivery method.
Adan says the dual language model has to be demonstrated and practiced by the adults in the school equally.
We're asking English-speaking teachers to take Yuchtun classes and to learn Yuchtun phrases.
The high school students from Shefornik have recorded Yupik phrases and posted them onto LKSD's website for the English-speaking teachers. Directions like, please line up, take your paper out, or it's time for lunch. The teaching model's main component is to have the students work in pairs on their activity or practice worksheets.
So when you go into a dual language classroom, you will see kids with their pair.
Working together is said to encourage active learning for all students. Student comprehension is then checked three separate times. Rita Joki, a first-year kindergarten teacher in
Nabaskak.
Joki says teachers use the language of the student as the primary language of instruction. So, for example, when students are speaking English as they enter kindergarten, the main language of instruction will be English for reading and writing. The same applies to the Yupik-speaking students. The first test of the method is for students to be able to write a full page for Yupik learners and half a page for English learners in each respective language. Yupik language specialist Adan.
Not only do you want the kids to know what you've taught them, but you want them to be able to apply their learning in a different format. So it's like deeper learning and deeper practice.
Nabaskak School Principal Talbert Bentley say they've been using the dual language delivery method since last year.
Our teachers have really bought into it and they're really going gangbusters implementing it.
In the dual language learning model, students continue to learn reading, writing, science, and social studies in both languages into the sixth grade. Russian Orthodox priest Father Nikolai also serves as Nabaskak's chairman of the local advisory school board.
This is what we tell our students. Our world is changing, and we need to learn the Western ways. Our parents were forced to learn the English language, and it is important to know English in today's world. We also continue to teach the Yupik ways of survival in our own language, as the two are connected.
He says the end goal is to prepare students like his own to be grounded in the Yupik culture and to succeed in the Western world as well. With help from Jessica Cochran, I'm Sophie Van in Nabaskak.